Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice. I'm your host, Scormus. Today, we're going to talk about pen and paper role playing games. Now, I know not a lot of people are playing them anymore, and maybe it seems a little passe, but I feel this is an important topic to discuss today, in that there's something happening in the pen and paper industry that really kind of bothers me, and that's piracy. Now, I, in the past, have kind of been a little wishy-washy when it comes to piracy of, say, movies and music and whatnot. And I have reasons for that, primarily because, well, let's be honest. If you have to pay $22 for a digital download of Movie X, or you can go to Walmart and buy the Blu-ray for $16. Does that seem fair? No, absolutely not. Quite often you're paying the same amount of money for the digital copy of that movie as you are for the Blu-ray or DVD, or you're actually paying more. Quite often you're paying more for the digital copy of the movie than you are for the actual physical disc of the movie. Which often the physical disc has more features to it, more added material, you know, documentaries and behind the scenes stuff and whatnot, built onto the disc than you get with the digital version, which is often, well, most of the time, just the movie. And you have to pay more or even just the same? No, that kind of sucks. And the movie industry should be ashamed of itself. Same goes for music. Now, I can go out and buy a CD for $10, or I can go and buy the music song by song on iTunes for $1.99 or $1.50 or sometimes even just 99 cents each. Let's say there's 12 songs on this particular album, which is about average. Used to be 10 to 12 songs, but let's say there's 12 songs. All right. So I'm effectively paying $12 if I buy it digitally, or $10 if I just go and buy the CD. Yeah. Okay, well, it's just $2. Yeah. But you're still paying more for the digital version. Why? Especially when often you're downloading that at a lesser quality than CD quality. Huh, really? That doesn't seem fair. So yeah, if the pricing were reasonable, I wouldn't have a problem with the music industry or the movie industry. The digital copy of a movie should be half or less of the cost of the physical media, because there's no physical media involved with the digital version, and you're not getting all those added bonuses that the physical media comes with, correct? So if I go buy a DVD brand new for, let's say, $15 at Walmart, I should be able to buy, you know, that's all its added bonuses on Blu-ray and all that great stuff. Okay. I should be able to buy the digital version of just the movie for $5 or less. Period. and it's not going to kill the movie industry to do that. In fact, it would help them make more money because more people would buy the movies than would pirate them. A lot of people turn to pirating movies simply because they're not going to pay $20, $22, $25 for a new movie download when they can go buy the physical media for less, or just say, screw it, get pissed off, and download the movie for free. See how that works? Same thing for music. If you could buy the CD for $10, and you could buy the CD digitally for $5 or maybe $3, boom, people would download it. Yes, that would be less money out of the pockets of the music industry. Oh, I'm so sad. Especially if that music, if you're buying it digitally, went to the artists and just the artists. Oh no, because a lot of artists have actually turned to that and they sell their music online for a reasonable amount. And guess what? They're doing just fine. Do they need the big labels anymore? Well, the big labels help support them. And now you can get all the support you need off YouTube. Give me a break. People are making their own music videos. People are making their own, they're hiring their own people to arrange their tours for them. Oh, they don't have that financial backing to start off with. Often they do. A lot of producers will go, I'll back you. We'll pay for this album to get going, and I'll get a cut of your sales when you sell your album online. Oh, gee, see how that works? And how everybody wins? Well, except for the big music industry that actually has been sucking the life out of artists for literally decades and probably needs to come in line with the 21st century or die off. And in fact, people are saying, why are you digressing? Why are you talking about all this other stuff? Because it's important for the topic at hand. We're talking about role-playing games today. And there is a lot of rampant piracy going on in the RPG genre. How is that? Well, people think, well, you know, they sell books, right? And dice and all that and character sheet packs and whatnot. That's how they make their money. So how could they pirate that? People photocopying their books? Well, I'm sure there's some of that, but no. We're talking about digital copies of books. Yes, PDFs, most likely. Now, you can buy these online. There's a variety of different places you can buy them from, and quite often, when you order a book online, the company will either offer to sell you a digital copy for a really low price, or they'll just give it to you for free. So here, you buy your rule book number one for insert name of role-playing game here. And great. You pay $50 for that book, let's say. Yes, role-playing books are expensive. Some of them are pushing $100 now. Anyway, you pay your $50 for book X. And company goes, hey, we've got a digital copy that you can, you know, toss in $5 and we'll give you the digital copy. Or, hey, you're a great customer. Let's give you the digital copy for free. So you can have it on your tablet or your phone or whatever on your computer. And you can search it and everything. It's got all these great features that the book doesn't have. You got to go flipping through the pages and look through the index or the table of contents to find what you need there. But no, with the digital copy, you can actually search for stuff and bookmark stuff. And it's so much easier. It's so 21st century. Yeah. So the digital copy actually has more features than the physical book. is otherwise exactly the same as the physical book, you know, content-wise, same pictures, same text, and everything, and is often sold for a fraction of the cost of the physical book, or is just given away by the company as a thank you for buying the physical media, the physical book. Okay, so that's great. So why are you people stealing these PDFs? And yes, it's stealing. Piracy of PDFs hurts the industry. Now, you'd say, well, you know, they gave it to me for free. I should be able to give it away to my friends for free. No. Or, I paid good money for that. I paid $5 for that PDF, or $3, or whatever I paid. And it was a small amount, I don't care. But hey, I paid for that. I should be able to do with it as I wish. No. No. Because it's completely the opposite of what's going on with the movie industry and what's going on with the music industry. While it is still illegal to pirate a movie or to pirate music, it is still illegal to pirate a PDF, a digital book, whether it's for the Kindle or whatever, you're still stealing that book. And whereas at least the pirates of movies and music have a vague justification for it, that I noted before, that they're being overcharged for the digital media, you don't have that justification with role-playing games. You don't. They're selling for a fraction of the cost of the physical book. And here's the kicker. A lot of small independent game companies, they don't print physical books. All they have are their PDFs. So they make a book, let's say for role-playing game Y. It's a small independent fair. They've just started out. They're basically working out of their living room. Okay? They've written this book. They've paid artists to come in and, you know, create artwork for it. They've edited it themselves, or they hired editors. They've spent a lot of money and time and effort on this work. And if they were able to afford it, they would print the books and get them into the bookstores, into the gaming stores, and they would sell that book for $50 or more. But they can't. There's too much competition for book space. There's not enough money to print these books. They don't have, they're just starting out, so they don't have the financial backing to do it. So instead, they go to Drive-Thru RPG, for example. And it's an online service where they can sell their game online in a digital format for $10, maybe $20, so that they're still able to recoup the costs of development, the writing, the editing, the artwork, all that, and make a profit. And then maybe in the future be able to afford to actually physically print their books and then sell them in stores or online for $50 or something. And then maybe they're able to give away their PDF versions at a cheaper cost. But for now, they need to sell that book for $10, $12, $20, whatever it is. Still a fraction of what the book would have cost in physical media. Still a reasonable price for what you're getting. And yet, people buy it, and then they copy it thousands and thousands of times, distributed over torrents to people all around the world. So that small game developer who was just getting started out, just trying to get his books out the door, trying to earn a living this way, you know, creating art, creating games for people to enjoy. Maybe he sells his book a few times, makes a few $100s off of it, maybe. And yet thousands and thousands of people now have his book. And nobody else is buying it because, well, they already downloaded it. Why would they buy it? So, yeah. Thanks for the game. We really love it. Why aren't you making another one? Because I can't afford it. You put me out of business. That's the problem. That's where there's a huge difference between the major motion picture industry and the recording artists, you know, recording industry for music, and the small independent game companies. All they've got are their PDFs. And let's say they're a moderate sized company. Let's say that they actually can produce books. Okay? So they're selling their new role-playing game for $50 or even $30, right? And they could sell it online. You know, maybe they can't get the space in the game stores, but they could sell that physical book online through DriveThruRPG or Amazon or whatever. Maybe they have their own store on their website, right? And let's say that they have a digital version as well. And you could buy the digital version for $10. And the main book, let's say, the actual physical version is $30. Okay? So it's a third of the cost. Or maybe they offer you a deal. Hey, you can buy the physical book for $30. And for another buck or two, we'll toss in the digital version. You see that a lot on DriveThruRPG, for example. And just a way to make a couple extra bucks, they're tossing in a digital version, which, let's be honest, they could sell you for 10, but since you bought the main book, you bought the more expensive product, they're giving you a bonus, an option to buy the digital version for a slightly lower price. Reasonable, right? But then you go out and you take your physical book, which you enjoy, and then you copy the digital version to all your friends. And then some of them copy it to some of their friends and whatnot. So now you've got hundreds of people, maybe thousands, with this digital version for the purchase of one physical book. And a couple extra dollars for the original digital version that you got. Okay. Well, you know, it's not that valuable. They gave it to me for such a cheap price. Not so you could give it to everyone else. Not so that it could end up in some torrent and thousands of people around the world have it. Because now, few people are actually going and buying your physical book. Because why? They've got the digital version, and that's good enough for them. Maybe some of them will go, hey, you know what? I liked this. I'm going to go ahead and buy that physical version. Great. You could say that you're advertising by word of mouth and spreading it to your friends, kind of the Metallica way of, you know, how they got popular by sharing mixtapes that people made, recording Metallica at their shows. And then they'd send these tapes around to their friends because they weren't getting radio airplay. And people would like it, and they'd go buy their albums and yada, 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 right? Yeah, not so much in the RPG industry. People tend not to go to, you know, buy new books because the books are expensive. Let's be honest. They are. They have to be because of how much your content is going into them and how small the industry is. There, you have to recoup your costs. So if you're selling your physical media for $50, there's a reason for that. I only balk at books that are over $75, to be honest, because I expect to pay $50 for most rule books. I don't like to, but I expect it. And PDFs are almost always significantly cheaper. So if I buy the PDF, great, awesome. I've given money to them to help support that company without breaking my own bank. Right? That's reasonable. That's fair business. But when that digital version goes out and about and thousands of people have it, not everyone who downloads it is going to go and buy that physical media if it's available. So those are all lost sales. Now, of course, the movie industry and the recording industry, they love to toss out how digital versions, digital downloads are hurting our physical media sales. Yes, it's true. It can. I'll be honest, I don't buy DVDs or Blu-rays anymore. I'd rather get it digitally. Okay? And if that means I have to wait until the price drops, okay. Same with music. I'd rather buy it off iTunes, and if it is at a reasonable price, I'm willing to do that. Rather than buying individual songs, I'll buy the whole CD as a group. Usually you save a little money there. You know, get a couple songs, quote-unquote, for free. But that's me. A lot of people would rather just digitally download and not pay anything. Okay. Great. And so that is lost sales. It is. But in the case of the movie industry and the recording industry, it's because their pricing sucks, as a general rule, for digital versions. We can't say that about the pen and paper role-playing industry, because PDFs, digital versions of these games, are always cheaper than the physical books. Always. I have yet to see a PDF costs the same as a physical book. I've yet to see a PDF cost more than a physical book. Invariably, the PDF, the digital version, is a fraction of the cost of the physical media. Half the cost? Quite often. A third? Oh yeah, you see that a lot. A fifth of the cost? A tenth? Quite often. Now, this isn't all the fault of pirates, though. I'll be honest, it isn't. There's some fault to be had with the role-playing industry as well, especially the big players, because sometimes you'll buy a book online, especially through DriveThruRPG or something like that, and they'll have a special deal. You buy this book, we'll toss in the PDF for free. And when that happens, you see people go, well, that PDF obviously has zero value. They gave it to me for free, right? So I, of course, should be able to give copies of it to all of my friends, everybody in my gaming group. In fact, quite often, that's a selling point for that book. Hey, we'll give you this physical book, and then you can give your friends the digital copies, and everybody has a copy that they can look at, right? That's great for the big sellers. It helps them sell their big books because they can afford it. But when that mindset carries over to the medium-sized companies, or the tiny little companies just starting out. That mindset kills publishers. That mindset puts people out of business. It simply cannot work. Because if everybody sees these PDFs as valueless, as something that they can just share to the masses, that they can give to everyone in their group, or put up as a torrent and be downloaded thousands upon thousands of times, then they're going to think the exact same thing about the PDF that they bought from some small independent that can't afford to put out a physical book, or is relying on the digital sales in addition to their physical copy sales to be able to survive. And yes, they put it out for a smaller cost, but you know, the digital version, but because these big companies are giving away their PDFs, a lot of people think, well, yeah, I paid a little bit for that PDF, but it's mine now. I can do with it as I want, and I'm going to give it to everybody because it has no inherent value. It's just a digital copy. Wrong. All copyrighted works have inherent value. They're art. Art has value. You may not agree with the price. You may not think it's fair that other people have to pay that price. But there was a time when we didn't have these digital copies. Okay? I started role-playing in the 70s. Okay? There were no digital copies to be had. If you wanted to play a game, you went out, you scraped together the money through, you know, finding bottles and turning them in, or, you know, washing the car, doing extra chores, whatever, earning extra money at home, going and getting a job, and earning your own money to go buy your books, to go buy your dice, to go buy the things you needed to play that game. And if a new book came out, you had to save up money for it, and you went out and bought it. Sure, the books were a fraction of the cost. I remember when A Player's Handbook went for $10. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, Player's Handbook, first edition, $10. Then it went up to $12. Then it was in the 20s. Now, how much are you paying for those things? Fifth edition? Player's edition? $50? Maybe more? I don't know. I haven't bought fifth edition. Have no interest. Anyway, point is, the prices went up. And I don't have a problem with that. Inflation happens. But if you wanted to play a game, you either made use of, back then, you made use of a shared collection of books. One or few people would get together and buy the books. Or you went out and bought your own. There were no digital copies. And you wouldn't have people saying, oh, well, I'll just photocopy that book and give everybody a photocopied version of it. I'm sure some people did that, but as a general rule, no, not so much, because the books had value. You paid for them, they had value. We should see these digital copies the same way. And maybe if we did, we would actually see more of these small upstart companies not just put out one book and then go bankrupt and not be able to afford to put out the follow-up books because thousands of people had their digital copies and never bought the actual digital copy from the company. Come on, people. It's not that hard. Anyway, I'm Squirmus, and generic ending whatever. Whatever. I'm tired.